Got a lot of guests going on, Roger. But before we go on, we've talked about all the sports action happening. We've talked about Miss Arkansas. We're going to have Bruce Westerman on in just a minute. Did you find one? Did you find Who do you think, Roger? We just happen to have our U.S. Representative Bruce Westerman on the line. And you know whose birthday it is, Raj?
Is it Bruce Westerman's?
It is not. But that is your birthday.
Na, 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 na. Well, then whose is it?
It's our beautiful, wonderful state. It's Arkansas became the 25th state in the country on this day 190 years ago, 1836. How about that?
Well, happy birthday, Arkansas.
Happy birthday, Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Yeah.
Land of opportunity, Arkansas.
Yeah.
Oh, what you do to me, prettiest place I ever saw is back home in Arkansas.
Let's go to the Hodges Glass, Little Rock Glass hotline. And if you want to be a part of the show, by the way, 661-1037 is the number. Talk to a former Razorback football player from Hot Springs, Raj. He's from your neck of the woods. He went to Fountain Lake High School there in Garland County, played ball for Ken Hatfield. Right after, he barely missed me. He was 86 to 90, if memory serves me right. But he represents the 4th Congressional District in the U.S. House of Representatives. He's the chairman of the Committee on Natural Resources. That's why he was with Kevin Costner on Friday. We're just going to find out more details. But good morning, Bruce. How are you this morning?
Doing great, David. Good morning to you. Good to be with you.
Great to have you. Did you realize today was the birthday of our state?
Sure, I did.
Of course. You know, and we were talking about national parks Friday, and Hot Springs National Park was put in reserve in 1832, and then Arkansas became a state in 1836. So we're getting old. Our state is.
Well, that's right. 190 years old. The last time we talked to you, Bruce, you remember, Roger. Bruce was working on the SCORE Act to trying to get, you know, college athletics some help with some structure with all the NIL and transfer portal. And I guess that was probably a couple months, three months ago, Bruce, I guess. I want to talk about that. But before we get to that, let's go to Friday. You know, Kevin Costner is no stranger to the state. He's a good buddy of Paul Simmons over at Harding University, and they do a lot of duck hunting. We know he's been in Hot Springs, you know, Roger, because the word is that he's talking about maybe doing some, you know, movies there or TV show, maybe putting his museum there. Well, then next thing we know, I see you doing a video with him that you guys had a hearing on all things national parks and a bill you guys are trying to pass. So give us sort of a recap of what Friday was all about in Hot Springs.
Yeah, well, we've got this bill called the Great American Outdoors Act. It was actually signed by President Trump in his first term, but it had a 5-year expiration on it. Our sunset on it, and we're trying to reauthorize that, and it being our 250th anniversary of our country, what better time to do it? And as you know, Kevin Costner has a huge love for our federal lands, especially our national parks. He's done documentaries on that. Yeah. And with his connection to Hot Springs, we actually had this set up last October. We had a government shutdown and had to cancel the hearing, so he's been off in Australia filming a movie. And we were able to reschedule the hearing for last Friday. Had a great time. Had a big crowd show up at the Arlington Hotel. We were in the lobby there, converted it into a hearing room. It was live streamed on C-SPAN or broadcast on C-SPAN across the country. A lot of news coverage. So it brought a lot of attention to Hot Springs and to our park. Obviously, having somebody like Kevin Costner there speaking on behalf of the park was a big deal. And we had 8 members of Congress from around the country that are on my committee that came in for the hearing. It was bipartisan. This is a bipartisan issue. So it was a good time, and really appreciate Kevin. He's a great guy, just fun to be around, and again, have a huge love for our parks and our federal land.
Yeah, Roger, if you went back, and Bruce, if you obviously were there, Roger, you go back and listen to him. He told the story of being a kid. And how that was, you know, his parents would take him, you know, that was the consistency in his life to be able to see those parks. And, of course, you know, then now, you know, I sometimes get mixed up now. the Hot Springs National Park, was it the first national park? I know there's, I get that confused sometimes with Yellowstone.
I think it was. And then there's Yellowstone.
Yeah, explain that, where Hot Springs ranks with that time-wise.
So Hot Springs has the distinction of being the first place that the federal government ever put the land in reserve for special uses. So the federal government in 1832 looked at the thermal springs and said, you know, this is a special place. We're going to create a reservation, not like an Indian reservation, but a reservation of land that they're prohibiting any kind of future development and that sort of thing on it. So that was 1832. Fast forward, I think it was 40 years later, when Yellowstone became officially the first national park, and then Hot Springs became a national park in 1920 or 1921, right around that time frame. But it was, almost a half century ahead of Yellowstone as being set apart by the federal government as a special place ahead of Yellowstone. So we like to argue and say it was actually the first national park, but technically Yellowstone got the first designation as a national park.
Well, one other thing, too, Bruce, Roger didn't get a chance to go with me, but our good friend Greg and Lee Hatcher have a place in Aspen. They have a home in Aspen, and right down the street is Kevin Costner's place, and he's pushed right up against the national park there, and his land is spectacular. I mean, Roger saw the videos and the pictures. It looked like something off the movie Yellowstone. I mean, it was – so I'm not surprised. I love the fact that he's – you know, he's willing to come in and do that. I'm sure, I presume you asked him or invited him that he came in. I think it just shows that he likes Arkansas.
And the westerns that he's done, that's helped him out a lot. Because he likes the outdoors. And
beautiful scenery.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, Bruce, so that's exciting news. Also, go ahead. One more. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, there's also a sports tie. Think about a lot of the movies that Kevin's done. He's done Field of Dreams, Bull Durham. And then you look at Hot Springs is where Major League Baseball training started, so the sports angle to it drew into Hot Springs as well.
Gotcha. Well, I would love for him to do of course, he obviously was in Field of Dreams, and you're right. There's so much cool history. I love the fact, Roger, he appreciates Hot Springs. I love that.
Oh, sure.
And he goes duck hunting.
It shows it's authentic. His love for the outdoors and all that is because to for him to know Hot Springs means that he's done his research.
That's right.
And he's not just grabbing something.
And I love the fact that there may be more to come from him in the state and Hot Springs. Well, let's talk too about the score rack for those that don't know. You've been battling it out with your colleagues, trying to figure out what is some legislation that can be passed that can help the mess we have in college sports. And last time we talked to you, you were somewhat optimistic, and then boy, it's just one of those things where you knew what was going to come. It's going to be a fight for a while to get everybody on the same page. Where do we stand now? What's your gut instinct on where this score act is going to go?
Well, we have the SCORE Act in the House, and then we have a bill in the Senate, the Protecting College Sports Act. The two of them are aiming towards the same goal of fixing the NIL problem, but taking different approaches. And I think we'll end up somewhere in between those two. We've had the SCORE Act out there ready to go to the House floor a couple of times, and then something falls apart on it. Senator Tuberville and other senators have been working on this Protect College Sports Act. But I'm thinking back on this, David. I remember Nick Saban was in D.C. while he was still coaching, and I had meetings with him and talking about the dangers of NIL and his concerns about what it was going to do to college sports. So we've been working on this for a couple of years now. And we really need to get off dead center, but it's such a big issue and affects so many, it basically affects every state and every congressional district, so there's a lot of input on it. Coach Cal in D.C.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. Coach Cal, go ahead.
Yeah, Coach Cal was in D.C. just a couple of months ago, and when you've got Hall of Fame coaches genuinely concerned about the future of the sport because of what NIL is doing to it, I think we really need to prioritize this more and get something changed. And I've said before, I was opposed to Congress having to regulate college sports. That doesn't sound like a good thing from a 50,000 foot view. But since the Supreme Court has, with the decisions they've made, only Congress can fix it. There's not a way that the NCAA or anybody else can fix it because of the Supreme Court ruling on antitrust laws.
Yeah, that's the problem. It's really what kind of legislation can pass the muster when it comes to court cases. I mean, if you can write all the laws you want to, and you keep losing in court, it doesn't matter. That's what's happening now. You're losing every court case, and so yeah, that's Bruce.
I was just gonna say, Bruce, do you think that you're involved in this is because of your sports background as well? Are there congressmen and women who are not interested at all because they have no skin in the game, if you will, as far as athletics and playing sports?
I think if you play college sport, it piques your interest a lot more. But this is such a huge issue that affects all the colleges and universities. It affects a lot of revenue for states. So there's going to be broad interest in it whether you like sports or not. But I think
you have to educate them. Just look at it. Obviously, when you look at like a guy like Tommy Tuberville or some of these others that may be in Congress, they know sports and they know that. But you're going to have to educate some of these people then to say no, you really want to be involved in this. This is going to affect the colleges of your district, of your state.
Yeah, and, I come at it from a different perspective. I walked down to play football at the university, so I was fortunate I had academic scholarships that paid for my classes, but I was happy just to be there. And to go from that to the kinds of pay that you're seeing some of these players get, which I think they should be compensated, we just have to have some guidelines around it where it's not free agency with no salary caps is essentially what you have in college sports right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, before we let you go, Bruce, we're visiting with Bruce Westerman, a congressman representing the 4th District. Best memory, he was there, Roger, what, 1986 to 1990, you went to the Cotton Bowl with that 1990 team. I think you played on special teams for the most part. You were a walk-on, but you had great memories. Obviously, I got to play for Coach Holtz and Coach Hatfield, same coach you got to play for. What's maybe your favorite one or two memories being a player up there?
Beating Texas is always a great memory.
You bet.
I remember beating A&M in Razorback Stadium, and they basically told an Aggie joke on themselves because they were walking off the field saying, "We won that game, and all we had to do is point to the scoreboard." They felt like they, got roofed out of the victory or something. But really, in hindsight, David, and I'm sure you experienced this, you look back on things that maybe seem even more special now than they did at the time. And just the people that you were there with, I knew we were playing with some great players like Atwater and Barry Foster and Wayne Martin. But then, a few years later, you see these guys playing on Sunday and making a huge impact. And I think as time goes on, you realize how special it was to actually be there and be part of the team.
Yeah, there's no question. But I love the quote that I read about. I'm going to see if I can find it.
While you're looking for that.
Here it is. Okay, go ahead, Roger.
No, I was just going to say that listening to Bruce talk about being A&M and all that, and we talk about where we've been since Houston left us as a head coach, that has not been the best of times. But there was an article about Frank Broyles over the weekend. I think it was
today, I think, wasn't it?
Well, it was Saturday or Sunday.
Okay,
maybe. And there was a part of it. I think it was Chuck Dykus. Forgive me if I'm wrong. But he had mentioned something. And that's the thing that I remember as a kid growing up with the Razorbacks. There was always, we always, always thought we got a chance to win.
Yeah. We were good enough to win.
No, every game, whether it be Texas or A&M or whatever, we were always thinking, Texas is always going to be tough. But we were always thinking we were going to win. Didn't matter if it was a bowl game or not. Just hadn't had that feeling for a couple of decades. That's my opinion.
The last two conference championships, outright conference championships that Arkansas won was when I was playing back in the Southwest Conference days. That stings to even say that. But
yeah, we won 1989
West title.
Yeah, that's a long time ago to have an outright conference championship. So here's what. So there's a picture, Roger, of Bruce Westerman. And I think it's really cool. I'll show it to you, Roger. It's of you on the sideline, and I think you used it in one of your campaigns, and somebody tried to cause you some problems with it. But it's just you on the sideline. But I love what it says. You said there you didn't get a lot of field time during your 4 years on the team, but that's not why you chose to use that photo of you. It was taken by his roommate's brother, and you said, quote, "To me, that photo tells a story and reminds me all the time, dedication and hard work it took to be a walk-on and an engineering student at the same time. What the photo doesn't show are all the all-nighters I'd pull at the computer lab and then go straight from there to lift weights, eat breakfast, and go to class. And I hardly got to play, but it was worth it, and I would do it again to get to run through the A. And hear the fight song, I think, is every little boy's dream in Arkansas to get to do that." So I thought that was pretty cool. I've never seen that quote before, and I didn't know that was related to that photo, but I thought that was that's the truth, buddy. To do that as a walk-on, get your engineering degree, and still be a player and be practicing every day, that's something to be proud of for sure.
Yeah, and David, people ask me all the time, what's it like to be out there? You can't describe it. I think only people that have experienced can truly understand what it's like to come out of that locker room, run through the A with the fight song playing. And, you really do feel like you could run through a wall at that point.
Well, that's the deal that we, as a Razorback fan, Bruce. I mean, no, I didn't play, but I love the Razorbacks. We were at a guy's house last week with a man cave, and he contributes to the foundation. One of the options that he had, as far as a gift or something that they gave him, I don't know what several of them were, but one of them was to have a huddle of the Razorback and your name on the back of a jersey of a player. Like you're in there. That's living to be that hog. We all love that helmet.
It's a great idea. Yeah. And I was showing Roger. Look at
that stance.
So I'm showing him the picture of you at the Cotton Bowl. Well, funny thing, those hip pads. Remember back at the hip pads would be come out of your pants and come about 5 inches up. And, of course, I don't know if I had the neck roll. I don't know if you guys had gotten rid of the neck rolls by the time. I think you still had them in the late 80s, right?
Did you earn that part?
Oh, yeah. We had some neck rolls. And, we're in that transition period between the big tube socks and the short socks. So you didn't know whether to wear those socks pulled up or roll them down around your ankle. We had the pads were a lot more bulky back then.
Oh, they were big. They were big. Well, listen, Bruce, thanks so much for jumping on with us. What a weekend for you.
Yeah.
Hanging out with Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
You're working with Nick Saban and all these Coach Cal's coming up to hang out with you. Life's good, isn't it?
Yeah, lots of things we need to address, and I just appreciate the opportunity to be part of it and to get to represent my district and the state of Arkansas. It's a huge honor.
Well, keep up the good work, Bruce. Keep us posted on the SCORE Act, and same thing with all the work you're doing over your committee and the outdoors. Job well done. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, David. Thank you, Roger. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thanks, Bruce Westerman.
Thank you very much.
Good guy. I think he's been in office 10 years now. I think he was a state rep before that.
Right.
And then I think Roger, I was looking at his. Let me go back and look. I think he was actually with the school district. How about that? He went from being which is the toughest part of doing government is doing school boards and those kind of things. Let me see. Yeah, Fountain Lake School Board President 2009 to 2010. And then he was the House of Representatives. Look at those donuts. Is that straight from the Family Market?
Ricky Thomas. Bringing us community coffee, bringing us donuts, and letting us know that today is Big Monday, Family Market. Appreciate you, boys.
Thanks, guys. When we come back, Roger, we're going to announce the five restaurants that we're going to combine 500 years of serving food to our Kansans all across the state.
Are they all different foods, Bub?
Yeah, they are. They're all, two of them are barbecue.
Now, we know Ohio Club. I mean, we're going to get a burger there, I think, at least.
I think that's their.
I know it used to be, anyway. I know when our buddy was there.
You know, they've got new ownership.
Yeah.
And, a good guy who owns that place, and he also owns a Fisherman's Wharf now. And
are we going to get the coat of food reviews involved in this? Rex?
Yeah, well, Rex is going to help us launch us. You know, Rex has been to all these things.
So, I know.
Yeah, so
he'll be able to tell us what to get then.
Yeah, I think
so. Very good,
yeah.
Very good.
All right, it looks like either you or Christian has chosen an appropriate song. It's the birthday of the state of Arkansas. It's 190 years old. 1836 on this day. How about that?
Happy birthday, Arkansas. Oh, my God, I sound like Bob Roberts. May rest in peace.
All right, we're here at the beautiful Summerwood Sports. Check out the cameras. Look, I don't know if you can see.
No, he's only got one up right now.
Okay.
But, we'll show it. We'll show them around here.
Yeah, it's a beautiful facility. You can Google and check it out.
There it is.
There it is. It is absolutely gorgeous. There could be a lot of basketball players here.
Huge place.
Remember, too, Payne Harding, Rush Harding's son, who's a chef. Right. Cash, he was doing the referee camp last year.
I do.
Yeah, so anyway, we'll have more of that. Plenty more show. Glad you're with us. 7:30 here, Morning Mayhem.
Oh, what you do to me, prettiest place I ever saw was back home in Arkansas. I can see my dad back home working Pike County, Sandy Loan.
Out of Bounds returns to Twin Peaks this Friday. Talking World Cup soccer. For unmatched views of the match, it's Twin Peaks. Out of Bounds on location Friday with 103.7 The Buzz.
This is SportsCenter.
In the World Cup over the weekend, Team USA dominated their opening match by beating Paraguay 4-1 on Friday night. United States striker Fuller Mbalogun had two goals in the win. He was born in the United States by accident as his mother was too far along in pregnancy to fly back to London. He was raised in England and could have played for Nigeria as well, but chose to play for America, likely for playing time. Team USA's next game will be against Australia on Friday. The Socceroos opened up group play by beating Turkey 2-0, which was one of the biggest surprises of the weekend. The most dominant performance of the weekend was Germany beating Curacao 7-1. There will be four games today. Action starts at 11 a.m. with Spain taking on Cape Verde and Fox. The final match of the day will start at 8 with New Zealand taking on Iran at 8 o'clock on FS1. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
Partly cloudy today here in Central Arkansas. Little Rock will have a high of 83. Down in South Arkansas, a few scattered showers will be possible. Partly cloudy overnight, down to 67. Tomorrow, south wind returns. It'll get a little warmer. 88 the high tomorrow with a mostly sunny sky. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
New Benihana promotion. Monday and Tuesday, lunch and dinner. 10% off of everything on the menu. Come to Benihana's.
Monday, in the zone, the boys will recap a huge weekend of sports, including NBA Finals, Stanley Cup Final, World Cup Soccer, College World Series Baseball, and UFC fights. Plus, the red-white report from UAMS Health Ortho Now, keeping us up to date with whatever's happening with the Razorbacks. We'll hand out some game balls and jock straps, see what's happening in the entertainment world with Bell and Sword of Conway, and we'll do some birthday trivia, give you a chance to win some tickets, thanks to Brewskis. Gonna have a lot to talk about. It's all going down Monday in the zone, where sports and entertainment come crashing together.
With many convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local Family Market. Because at Family Market, you're still greeted by friendly staff who provide the very best in customer service, ringing you up, bagging all your items, and making your shopping experience simple and easy, just the way it should be. And while you're enjoying that kind of service, you're saving money too. With your Family Market Rewards Card, you can save inside the store and outside at the pumps as well. And be sure to take advantage of Big Mondays. That's where mid-grade gas is the price of regular and premium is the price of mid-grade. That's real savings every single week. And all of this can only be found at Family Market. Serving communities in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Mayflower, Hot Springs, and Wooster. With a second Hot Springs location coming soon. And remember, if there's not a Family Market in your neighborhood, just look right over there. Mm-hmm. One's coming.
Take it from Arkansas greats, Joe Klein and Pat Bradley.
The big national sports apps are now in Arkansas, taking over Oaklawn and Bentley, which are no longer local.
Making Bet Saracen the only real local app.
I'm still Arkansans' fan fave.
Plus, Bet Saracen is still the official sports betting app of many of the state's colleges and universities.
Bet Saracen, built by Arkansans for Arkansans.
Bet with Arkansans. Bet with Bet Saracen.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
This is Justin Akre.
If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
This is Quinn Grovey, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
All right, 7:31 on this Monday, June 15th. We're out here in Saline County in Bryant, the beautiful Summerwood Sports Complex. This looks like something out of Vegas. If you have not been out here to see this place, it is spectacular. You've got three buildings, Roger. Yeah. I guess the other two, court one and two, are just one court, basketball court, but they get volleyball.
No, they're two.
So they're two?
There's two different.
So all of that, so there's six altogether?
Yeah, sure.
Is that right?
Yeah,
that,
absolutely. There's got to be.
You're sure two. That first one has two?
Sure I am. Sure I am. Absolutely. I am. I'm very sure.
You want to put something on it?
Sure. What do you want to put on it?
How about this donut right here? I think the first court.
You can have it.
I thought the first court just had one.
Well, we'll see.
We'll find out.
I think they're both. This is the biggest one, so maybe this is the only one. I don't know what makes this the biggest.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Anyway, it is absolutely gorgeous. If you want to do a birthday party, basketball camp, volleyball.
Radio show.
They're going to have the Big Miller Summerwood Sports Basketball Team camp today.
Yeah.
Also, they've got a referee camp coming on. We'll visit with them.
They've got plenty of seating baths. They've got bathrooms.
Oh, yeah. It's
plenty
so nice.
For the women. Men, snacks. They sell the snacks. You know, they do that around here. Now, they've got things going on. TJ's going to be out making burgers and dogs. And we've already had some burgers and dogs. We had those at Clayton Holmes over the weekend.
A good time.
But they're going to have some of those here. They've got the seating. Knowing David and Doug, number one, and what they've passed down with Junior, Landon, and of course having Coach Hendricks, Dexter on your team, I don't think there's anything lacking from any of their gyms.
No, I mean
they know what they're doing.
This is top of the line.
They used to do pickleball.
Just like they do their stores. It's really cool. We were across the highway from their store Saturday at Clayton Homes, across from the Family Market over
Mayflower.
There. All right, Roger, here are the five restaurants we're going to go to. They have been feeding Arkansas for over 500 years combined. So, first one is, this is not the order we're going to go in. I'm just going to read them. The White House Cafe in Camden opened in 1907, so it's 119 years old. When I went turkey hunting, I went there at night. I'm looking forward to going there and doing a lunch there.
That wasn't too long ago.
It's a couple years ago, yeah.
Okay.
Then we're going to go to, I've never been to this place, Mariana Jones's Barbecue Diner, 116 years old, opened around 1910, somewhere in the 1910s, they say.
Okay.
And they say that gentleman, he makes
still
a barbecue.
Alive?
Yeah, and when he's done, he's done. He closes it up and walks out of there. So we'll see there. Also, the Ohio Club, it was opened in 1905. Rex Nelson said, hey, now you sort of, you know, they're sort of a different animal.
Okay.
The fact that they were doing just liquor only for about the first 20 years, and then they added the restaurant. This is 121 years. Then we're going to go, Roger, we've heard about this place. We were in Mena, Skyline Cafe, opened in 1922, 104 years old. When we were down there doing the show in Mena up on top of the mountain, I remember us hearing about that. But I see the picture of it there. And then that was opened in 1922, 104 years old. And then the last one, we're going to go to the Dixie Pig in Blytheville. I've never been there. It was opened in 1923, 103 years old. There are a couple. There's probably three others, Roger, that are over 100. And then there's a lot of them that are getting close, like you mentioned.
Somebody just said last is over. I mean, it's shut down.
Was over 100. I don't know if that's true or not.
We're talking about McClarge and things like that.
They're barely under 100 years old, yeah.
And correct me if I'm wrong. Riddle me this, Batman. I think, and I guess one of the caveats for the Ohio Club is they are, at that age, they are the oldest bar, club, tavern, or something in the state of Arkansas.
Oh, they're not even close, I don't
not
think.
Not even close for
now,
that.
Now, let me tell you something funny. When I was in London, we walked by, and the guy who was giving us a tour goes, see the bar over there?
Yeah.
He said, that's 600 years old. 600-year-old bar.
I know.
And it's still there.
I know. Well, yeah, it was because when we were in Scotland, they had Old Bars when we were in Boston.
Can you imagine?
Samantha and I stopped at a little restaurant, club, bar, whatever it was, and I mean, obviously, it's 100 plus years old or two.
We just got through saying the state of Arkansas celebrating its 190th birthday. They got a bar in Lenin that's 600 years old, for goodness sake. A bar.
Yep.
Been around.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
661-1037. Good job, Christian. Someone says the first two gyms at Summerwood are only have one court each.
Okay.
So that's
if
we can verify that later.
Or should I know that?
Let's see. Yes. Since you guys are at a basketball court, who can hit a 3-point shot first? We would be pretty.
It would just be luck for whoever did it first. Yeah, that's what it was.
Yes,
we're not basketball players, but we have played them on TV.
For those that just joined the show, it was just such a busy weekend of activities. I started it Friday over at Hill Station with Double R. It's great doing the show with them and all the people coming out there watching the World Cup. You know, of course, the United States won later that night down at Dugan. Same thing. People are loving that. And then you got the College World Series going on in baseball. You got the NBA. The World Championship, the Spurs go down, the Knicks win their first one in 53 years. You got Carolina winning first time since 2006. They win the Stanley Cup. Yeah. NASCAR, Hamlin wins his third in a row. Yeah. Did we find out, too, if Tyler Reddick won four in a row, Christian? Can you check on that?
Right? That's this year.
I'm surprised that Steve Qualls did not call us already on that. So those going on. You got the Razorbacks winning a national championship in men's track. That means they swept indoor and outdoor, which has not been done since the early 2000s. Really impressive. And then we got a new Miss Arkansas. Three. Her name is, what is it?
It was the first three races of the season.
Yeah. So he won three. So both of them have won three.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. I wonder if that's a regular thing. It seems odd to me that you've got two guys that have won six races, obviously back to back to back.
Right.
Ava Weeks is your new Miss Arkansas, 21 years old. We're going to have her on the show tomorrow. Again, Roger, how many people call their daughters Ava anymore? Ava Bella and Ava Gardner.
You know what's scaring me is I'm sitting there trying to think if somebody's not listening to my family and they're going to say, I've got somebody in my family named Ava. I'm sitting there thinking. There's a lot
does
of
anybody
names
have
there.
An Ava out there? Pop us a text, 661-1037. And I forgot. Well, Ava Gardner's the only one.
Yeah, Ava got a DeVita.
The other thing, Roger, you if you're an MMA fan, they started that thing at the White House last night, like at 6:30. I'm not a huge MMA fan, but I just wanted to sort of watch it and see how it was done. That thing went on.
Well, the presentation
it went on till 12:15 last night, and man, they were some massive fights. I mean, all of them ended in TKO or knockout or whatever. So if you like MMA, you probably like that one. Gene Shalit died, Roger, at 100 years old. Yes. Yeah, I wanted to mention that one.
Remember that because we have Dead or Alive coming.
Oh, we need to do that. That's right. We got the new bit, Dead or Alive.
Dead or Alive!
We have the new movie by Steven Spielberg that came out, Disclosure Day. The reviews.
Mixed between Ballantyne and Christian.
Yeah,
Christian
Ballantyne. He liked the last 20 minutes.
Yeah, he said it drug a little bit, but that the last 10, 20 minutes, I guess, is what you said, 20 minutes?
So
it all worth it.
So here you go. Did you see this? I don't know what organization put it out. The Hollywood Reporter ranked all of Steven Spielberg's movie, the 10 best and the 10 worst. Where do you think, Christian, Disclosure Day wound up? On the best of
they
top 10
list?
They
can't put that up. Yet.
Or on the worst end?
I bet they put it on best.
You ready? Yeah. You want ready for the answer, Roger?
Yes.
It is number 9 on the worst 10 Spielberg movies ever.
Think they did it so fast.
So
you can't rate it.
Give me what you think the top 5 movies are for Spielberg.
Well, I have
E.T.
E.T.'s number 1. Yeah. Hold on.
Raiders
E.T.'s
of the Lost
number 1.
Ark.
Hold on. Jaws is number 2.
Raiders
did not make. He had Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade number 9 on this one.
The first one didn't make it.
The first one didn't make it.
Two words.
What?
Ridiculous.
What did you say, Christian? You had one too. You said
I don't know many more. How about Schindler's List?
Schindler's List is number 4.
Yeah.
But number 3 is a
I said
Close
a movie
Encounters.
That I'm pretty sure is on there, but I can't remember what I said at this point.
Close.
A couple of these I don't reckon. They're not the well-known. Oh, no, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade is on there, Roger. My bad.
Okay.
I missed that.
That's not Indiana. Yeah. That's not the original one. What's the original one?
Is that not it?
No, it's Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh, that's right. You're right. Yeah. That's not it. So
Raiders isn't on there?
No. So here we go. Number 10, Empire of the Sun.
Yeah. Okay.
Never heard of
Christian
it.
Bale.
Yeah. Number 9, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Okay.
Number 8. Now, listen, I like
this. Which one's the Last Crusade?
Is that top 5?
It's not on the top 10.
Sean Connery is the one with his Last Crusade. Is that It's his father.
Wait okay. till, all right, wait like till you like hear that. These. There's no. I'm just to tell you, there's no way these are the top. Okay, Minority Report. I love that movie.
That's a Spielberg
number
movie?
Eight. I know. That's what I said. Number seven, Roger, you'll recognize this one, Bridge of Spies. That's I would movie. Not have put it at the top ten. It's one with Tom Hanks, isn't it? He's the gangster.
No, that's Road to Perdition.
Oh, I'm getting that. I'm getting it mixed up. Maybe
that's Bridge of Spies is where he's in West Germany or East Germany.
I haven't seen it. Ready for this? Okay, so that's not one. So number six, War Horse.
Well, here you go. Yeah, I saw that. I know that one. It was a world. I know that one. It was that's a horse who lost its rider and went through World War One. I think it was like the Tom Hanks volleyball movie. It was all about this horse. I think.
Now, you like it?
No.
So that's number six. Number five. West Side Story, 2021.
All right. Here's
what
the deal.
The world.
This tells you everything you need to know. It's all subjective.
Here's another one. Schindler's List is four. Now, this one I've never seen, and I hear it's pretty good.
Top five, it's got to be, right?
No, it's not.
Huh.
How about this? Munich. Have you ever seen Munich?
No. Is that about the Olympics?
Yeah, I heard that was pretty good.
I wouldn't mind watching it.
I heard it's pretty good. Jaws number two and E.T. number one. So the one, the 10 worst, Lost World, Jurassic Park, 1997, the BFG. Yeah. That's the big giant, right?
Yeah.
Number three, Kick the Can, segment from Twilight Zone, the movie. Don't know what that is. Ready Player One.
Twilight Zone, the movie. That's just a segment in Twilight Zone, the movie.
I know.
Yeah. No one died.
That tells you everything. See, because in that movie, the Twilight Zone, the movie, it's the one where Vic, what's his name? Yeah,
John
so
Wayne.
It's not even the whole movie.
Ready Player One. These are the worst. These are the 10 worst. Number five, Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. Probably agree there. That was not great.
Not great.
Here's one, Roger, that I don't know if Christian's seen, but I know you and I have seen it. I thought some of it was funny. 1941.
Yeah. That's
all right.
Okay. No.
It's good. Here's one, number seven, The Terminal.
Yeah.
Is that the one with Tom Hanks living at the airport?
No, it's okay. Okay.
Here's one, Something Evil, 1972.
Never seen it.
Something Evil.
That's probably a TV movie.
Number nine, Disclosure Day. Disclosure Day is one of the top.
That's terrible. How can you not appreciate everything that he's
doing? I know.
I mean, how can you put it in the top?
In the last one, the top 10 worst, the Adventures of Tintin. I don't know what that means.
That's a good movie.
Is that T-I-N?
I've never heard of it.
It's an animated movie. It's good, though.
Is it Tintin as in I-N?
Yeah, T-I-N.
Is that a dog? Tintin?
I don't know. I have no idea. Let's take a break. As we go to break, Roger, a couple things happened. We mentioned today's the birthday of our state, 1836, 190
Happy
years
birthday,
ago.
Darling.
What did Ben Franklin do on this day, Roger, in 1752?
Bifocals.
No, it was raining.
Oh, he flew a kite?
Flew a kite.
Is that right?
Yes.
You know what? Here's the thing that I always never understood. I never understood how the kite, not knowing what they made it out of, parchment paper, whatever it was back then, could fly in the rain.
I know.
I know it's windy, but...
Well, and the last thing, Roger, as we go to break, 1969, this TV show premiered 57 years ago. The first guests were Loretta Lynn and Charlie Pride. What was the show? And we watched it.
Hee-haw!
That's right. What were the sayings in there?
Loretta Lynn and Charlie Pride?
Yeah.
Charlie Pride was the first guest?
Yep.
Wow.
What were the sayings that they would say?
Grandpa, what's for supper?
Yeah, and then what was another saying they'd do on there?
If it weren't for bad luck,
I'd have no luck at all. Gloom, despair, and agony on me.
Those were great segments.
Yeah, listen, we're... Yeah, listen. That back when we had three channels, that was Sunday afternoon. Can't remember when that.
No, I think it was Saturday night. I think I don't know. I could be way off.
Here's go. We have an Ava Brock from Russellville. Very nice.
Ooh, was it? No, it was Eva Braun.
The last fight was the best. So tired today. Yeah, that was. It was on at 12 o'clock last night. It was a war. The number one MMA fighter in the world got beat by an American last night. So glad you're with us. Don't go away if you want to be part of the show. 661-1037 745 here at Summerwood Sports.
Oh, yes, I am. Now you look to hear, woman, that look in your eyes says makes you
FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports, is now available right here in Arkansas. The biggest stage in world soccer is only a few days away, and every goal changes every single thing. And now FanDuel is giving you a reason to root for every single goal. Introducing Every Goal Pays. Get to FanDuel in partnership with Oaklawn Sports and bet on a match and get bonus bets for every goal scored in that match. That's right. More goals means more bonus bets, and all you have to do is turn on your token. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. Let there be goals on FanDuel. Turn on your token. FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports, has you taken care of. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. Opt-in is required. Must apply bonus token. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions do apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, I'm Hunter Bell. When you think about buying a car, we want you to think Bell Chevrolet. Not just because we want your business, but because we want to be on your side. That's what buying a car should look like. Simple, stress-free, knowing you have someone in your corner. We have something for every budget, new or pre-owned. I keep telling y'all it's better at Bell. Now it's time to come find out for yourself. Come see us on Chenal Parkway or shop at BellChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
Shipments of spring and summer fashions are arriving at Bell & Sword. That means swimwear from Saks, Peter Noir golfwear and shirts, Johnny O's store within a store. Be sure to check out the Faraday line and Martin Dingman shoes and leather goods. So hurry in for a great value on quality men's clothing at Bell & Sword for your spring and summer items. And you'll look fantastic. Bell & Sword, 1011 Oak Street in downtown Conway on Facebook and Instagram.
Getting older is part of life, y'all. Feeling exhausted all the time? Doesn't have to be, man. Look, if your energy's down, your sex drive isn't what it used to be, your workouts feel harder, your focus is off, maybe you just don't feel like yourself anymore, it may be time to head on down to Low T Center. Truth is, 25% of men over 40 have low testosterone. For many men out there, the symptoms happen so gradually that you may not even notice it. You assume it's stress, work, lack of sleep, or just part of aging. Reality is, it's probably low testosterone. Low T Center is the answer. At Low T Center, they know that we're all wired different. So they use lab work, symptoms, health history, and personal goals to create treatment plans that are tailored to each patient specifically. TRT can boost your energy, your focus, libido, body composition, mood, overall quality of life. You don't have to settle for feeling less than your best. Low T Center works with most major insurances and offers a free testosterone test for men who want the answers. Visit FixMyLowT.com to book your appointment today. That's FixMyLowT.com.
Mike Rowe here with a random fact. More than half of the homes that have basements in North America will experience water damage. It's true. Whether it's basement moisture, flooding, or bowing walls, do yourself a favor. Call Groundworks. I spent some time working with these guys. They're the real deal. Their people are trained and certified to waterproof your basement and stabilize your walls. Busy Dog Basement Technologies is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
Licensed in all states where work is performed. See website for details.
Do you feel that, Arkansas? The lotto jackpot is now more than $1 million. Why should you care? Because this million-plus prize can only be won in Arkansas. There are two lotto drawings every week, and the jackpot keeps growing until there's a winner. Join the fun and play lotto today. A $2 ticket could change your life. Get yours in stores today. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
Tune in each week for I Did Not See That Coming in The Zone. Every Tuesday, Justin and Phil discuss those stories that cause you to raise an eyebrow. I Did Not See That Coming is presented by Moe's Southwest Grill with the $9.99 lunch special, where you'll get a junior burrito, chips, queso, and a drink for only $9.99 in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Benton, and Conway.
This is Darren McFadden. I listen to Baz, Justin, and Rod because they got their wood. Enjoy Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Chance to meet some old friends on the street. They wonder how does a man get.
Speaking of Roger,
wow! Why did you pick this song, Christian?
I've always got Charlie Pride.
Charlie Pride, oh, you did. Okay. Yeah.
I didn't hear you mention. I didn't know that you meant. I was just thinking.
I did.
On the air?
Yeah, we said that. Oh, yeah.
Charlie Pride was on the air. Okay.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry.
Kiss an angel good morning.
And let her know you think about her when you're gone.
He came to UMS for cancer treatment.
Kiss he did?
Yeah.
Good
morning.
Yeah, we, did you know that?
No. When I was in the Senate, we were on the Senate floor one day, and they bring out Charlie Pride. And he had been.
When was this?
I went out of the Senate in 2010, so it was before then.
We've never talked about that.
Well, let me tell you this. How progressive was Hee-Haw to make this guy one of the first guests?
First one of the first guests.
And he is one of the legends of country music.
Oh, no
when
doubt.
You watch that Ken Burns country music thing,
yeah.
It's so good.
It is good.
And it does this man justice. It lets you know. Some people just forget about him a little bit,
yep.
But the dude was solid.
I can't remember if Hee-Haw, it was Saturday night. I heard
it was Saturday, okay.
It was either before or after Lawrence Welk.
I want to say it was after. I think that's the only reason
that
I was watching
Saturday
the end
night
of
childhood. Yeah.
So that's the voice of Shane Broadway. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning, guys. Welcome to Saline County.
Coming up in a second, we're going to visit with Coach Dexter Hendricks, the head coach of Benton, and his one of his star players, Anthony Spratt Jr., who's getting recruited by everybody in the country. We'll visit with them a little after 8. You are the king of Saline County.
I'm just glad to be in the presence of James Ballantyne.
Yeah, where did I see – you're pretty active on social media. I try to keep up with you. Where did I see something you posted within the last 2 days of
Miss
Arkansas?
I was at Miss Arkansas.
You were Kevin Costner, too?
Kevin Costner, yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah, I was there on Friday. I'm working on another project. But
what did you think of Costner?
I've been around him. I've been blessed to be around him several times. He is working with a childhood friend of mine. He mentioned his name, Rick Williams, so I can say that now.
Is he in Hot Springs?
Yeah.
I've heard
but
about
he grew
him.
Up here in Bryan.
I've heard about him.
He grew up just right down this street past the gyms down here. So I've been helping kind of navigate some of those things with them.
So maybe some new things still coming on the way?
There's still a lot
We've
of
been
discussion.
Hearing, been
he talked about it a little bit, Congressman Westerman. Mentioned it, Congressman Westerman's son is also the running back coach for the Bryant High School Hornets.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Okay.
Any truth to Koster being here for the grand opening of Bucky's?
That's, you know.
Are you working on
that? That rumor, yeah. It's possible.
We've been
it's
hearing possible. About him wanting to do some things in Hot Springs for several years now. So.
He fell in love with it. You know, he spent a lot of money after. Was it Dances with Wolves? South Dakota. He spent a lot of money and nobody came is kind of the way he's kind of explained it.
Where?
What he realized when he came to Hot Springs to go duck hunting and things you talked about, what he realized is there are people who come to Hot Springs already.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
You're not having to create.
You're not having to create something for them to come to.
Yeah.
And so he fell in love with it. I think Rick used the term. He called it a little Switzerland.
Okay.
And so he's been back quite a bit. I met his son Friday.
Yeah, I think Scott Hamby told me about Rick.
He was
Rick.
There. Yeah.
I think he told me about Rick being involved.
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, I hope at least he sounds like a good guy and love to have more things happen. Good things happen in Hot Springs.
Yeah, just think about all the things he has.
Of course, talking about history, Roger, you know, Shane was real instrumental in getting the big statues up in D.C. Especially the Johnny Cash one.
Both of them. Daisy Bates and Johnny Cash, yeah.
Yeah, we need to get, Roger, we need to take another trip to D.C. to do that. We missed out
on
that.
You know what we do.
We
sure do.
And this facility, oh, my gosh, Shane. This is as nice as anything in Vegas or Dallas or L.A. or wherever. It's really nice.
It just blows my mind. And so now I'm spending a lot more time in Malvern, and so I have a family market now.
Yes,
so
you do.
I'm more excited about that.
Yes,
so, but what the Hendricks family has done for Saline County over the years, and they're just a blessing to us and have been to all of the schools. I mean, you're going to have the opportunity for these kids to play in front of college coaches today. I mean, it's really cool, and they're giving us back to the community. They didn't have to do this. They could have sold Big Red and moved off and never came back.
And this whole thing, we were talking about this whole area, the Gen Wealth building over there and all the.
You got a pharmacy going
across that's what
the
Roger
street,
said, and the potential they had to do more. This is really cool. I mean, they do everything first class.
And forgive me, and some of the things they don't talk about you hear about, what's the facility going up down the road here?
So one of them is the Missionary Baptist Seminary.
That's where it is.
And then there's another one that helps pregnant women.
That's it.
And Pregnancy Center.
Yeah.
Dr. Dixon's wife, Janet Dixon.
They bought that land, they're building that, and they're doing that.
Hopefully, I think the seminary should be opening pretty soon.
Someone said here, Charlie Pride was at UMS for cancer treatment in 1997. I met him in the elevator at UMS.
Yeah.
How about that? Someone said, Roger just had a spleen moment. You did. I think you just
didn't remember. I didn't remember us talking about it. On the air. I didn't know it was on the air.
It was on the air, yeah.
Because we have so many conversations.
Of course, we have a new Miss Arkansas.
Ava is a great young lady. All of them were. I've been around it for 10, 11 years, I guess, I've been on the foundation board, and all of them. It's an amazing program. We raise the most money for scholarships ever, and that's really why I've been involved, is the scholarship side and what I do, and $327,000 for these young ladies to help them to go to college.
I know Jones and Son is a big supporter of them.
He and I were backstage before the crowning, and so it really, you know, helps a lot of these girls, you know, gain confidence. I mean, you know, you're out there performing to a full house at Robinson Center. I mean, just 21 years old is what Ava is, and so it helps them in so many pathways. And you have a lot of examples of the former Miss Arkansas, people who were in the pageant, who are now going on to do great things in careers, pharmacists, working for hospitals and lawyers. And so it's really a positive program. It's not just a pageant. It's a competition that they get scholarship money to help them to further their career.
Chris Kane was the MC. That's why he's not here. He hopped a plane to Jamaica
he was
yesterday.
Exhausted.
Yeah, a whole week. He's gone. And Bill Vickery will be back with us probably tomorrow or Wednesday, because we're on the road here, and we'll still maybe do graffiti at 8:30 possibly.
Sure.
Pat Absolutely. Bradley will join us as well. We've got one of the referees here. We'll visit, as we mentioned a minute ago, one of the future stars in college basketball.
Yeah,
kid, something
Spratt,
else.
Spratt Jr., right?
He just got it.
Anthony Spratt Jr.
Over the weekend.
Four-star. This weekend. Yeah.
Missouri gave him an offer, and
Arkansas,
on the way over here, Auburn did.
Yeah. Auburn, Arkansas, Georgia Tech, Fresno State, UAPB, just a few of the ones that he's already scored over 1,000 points. I was just saying, Shane, again, it's amazing what Saline County has turned into from a sports standpoint, especially basketball. Football, baseball's always been there. Basketball now the last 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
Both Benton and Bryant.
Yes.
Is crazy.
Yeah, you had both of them, you know, a year ago, win state championships, and Bryant goes back-to-back this year in basketball, too. So, it's and a lot of that you can attribute to places like this, like Summerwood. I mean, these kids know they're going to have opportunities to play against higher level competition because they're here.
How close is the school population? I know Benton is the lesser classification.
Yeah.
How close is it?
It's not half.
Bryant, is that right?
There's a pretty
Bryant has
gap.
Double the amount of students that Benton has. Good
total
Lord.
Total That's students.
What, like the nine, numbers, 9 to 12.
Yeah. Well, now I'm thinking about.
Well, I'm
K
just talking about because Benton is 5A, right?
Benton's 6A. Well. In basketball, they're 5A. It's weird how
but
they
But Bryant's
do that,
a higher classification.
Bryant's 7A in football, 6A in basketball.
Wow.
Benton's 6A, 5A. So, the high schools, there is a gap, but Benton is closer to getting up to that 6A, 7A level.
I want to remind everybody, too, if your kid does something exciting over the weekend or during the week, if they win a tournament, if they win a championship somewhere, RJ said they did not win up in Russellville. It's very disappointed. Got third place.
I'm surprised they didn't get rained out. Every time he goes to Russellville, it rains.
That's what he said. What if your kid cleans their room? Is that something? Can we give him a word
That's
for
a
that?
Beat right
That's
there.
Something.
Right,
the other, you know what? You got to do something. That's an achievement.
Exactly. One of the other things on our Summer of Adventure, we've been invited by Mike Hager to come spend the night at the Arkansas State Police Training Lodge.
Yeah,
that thing looks, you know, got like a fireplace in there. Roger and I are going to bring our robes.
Listen, and they better have complimentary slippers in Oakland.
They probably have the State Police logo on them.
They should. Our five restaurants over 100 years.
I heard a couple.
Yeah, so we'll make sure you approve of them.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'd love to.
Yeah. What's the oldest one in Saline County that comes to mind? Anything?
Ballantyne?
Oldest? I don't know.
I mean, all we had growing up was Pizza Hut.
Thanks, Shane. good to see you, buddy.
Thanks, Shane.
Tell Debbie we said hello. Coming up, we got some a future basketball star.
Yeah.
Don't go away.
Radio for Arkansas Sports Geeks by Arkansas Sports Geeks. All day, every day. 103.7 The Buzz. KABZ Little Rock.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. Real quick, don't let joint pain ruin your summer. Seriously, if your knees hurt every time you get up, your back aches after 10 minutes outside, or your shoulders are keeping you from golfing, swimming, gardening, or whatever you love doing,